And I used to hear my mother, she would tell me stories at night. Mm-hmm. And she'd say, the owl said, the owls, you can hear them at night. They congregate together. Mm-hmm. She said, all the families, this was a little story, you know. Mm-hmm. She said, she teased me when I got ready to go to the country. She said, oh, you're going to hear the owl saying, you cook for me and I cook for you and we cook for you all. And at nights, she was sick too, and I used to worry about her. Sometimes I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And I'd get up in the night. This log cabin home where I stayed had a lot of children. And we would have lessons before they'd go to bed at night. They didn't really need to go to school the next day. Mm-hmm. And I'd get up and look out that window. I couldn't see a thing. It was dark. But I could hear those owls. Oh, they used to make a noise, and they really used to carry on just like they were talking. And
were the people there frightened when they heard
them? No, indeed. They had grown up with them. It was all new to me, you see.
They had never heard those superstitions?
Oh, yes, they had heard it, but they didn't pay any attention to it. They laughed about it. They said, well, my goodness, the country, everybody in the country would be dying if we paid attention to that.
I guess they would. What about the kind of black and white animal that has...
They have another superstition, too, that if you turn a shoe over, that the owl will go away.
If you turn a shoe over?
Turn the shoe upside down.
Which... You mean just a shoe that...
Just a shoe that you wear every day. Now, I'm just repeating what was said, you know. I don't know that... Never followed up that there's any truth in it. But then those are some of the superstitions.
Huh. That's interesting. I've never heard that. I heard that owls were supposed to be signs of death, but
yes.
I never heard you could make one go away that way.
Well, that's what they would do. Turn that shoe bottom up or something.
A black and white animal that has a strong smell.
Polecat.
Okay. What about the kinds of animals that come and get chickens? Would you have just a general name for an animal like that?
Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the hawk, just a general name for any kind of animal.
That would get chickens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh. What is it, a coon or a possum? I think a possum, they say, I've heard them say that the possum could go in the chicken house at night, mm-hmm. get your chickens.
Do you ever hear people call a possum a varmint?
Varmint?
Uh-huh.
No, not necessarily. I guess they do, but I... don't remember having heard it.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that word varmint yourself?
No. Very little occasion I've had to say. Varmint is an animal that, a stray animal on mm-hmm. around.
Would you ever use the word varmint to refer to insects like lice or bed bugs, just bothersome insects?
I thought you would apply that to something larger than lice, wouldn't you?
Okay. It would have to be an
like
animal.
A dog or something uh-huh. like that. I've heard my husband's aunts, you know, I told you that he mm-hmm. had several aunts. They looked something like Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of them, very comical, she was always... They always had bird dogs and things mm-hmm. around them, you know.